Parshas Bechukosai begins in Bechukosai Teilechu. If you go in the ways of my chukim, Ves Mitzvosai Tishmeru, and you keep my mitzvos, Vasisa Mosam, you do them, there will be an outpouring of brachos. Your life will be good. You'll have food and rain and peace and defeating your enemies. Everything's going to be fantastic. The first Rashi of the Parsha brings a medrash that's bothered. What's this double expectation? If you go in the ways of my chukim and you keep my mitzvahs. Once you say you keep my mitzvahs, doesn't that cover everything? The mitzvahs include everything? And the Kli Yakar explains that the medrash is bothered in part because the word chukim, although it usually refers to a separate category of mitzvahs, mitzvahs that we often describe as mitzvahs that we don't understand, we can't understand, whether that's a totally accurate description of what that means is for another discussion. But something like that, these mitzvahs that we can't understand, chukim. Over here, the Medrash feels that can't be what it's referring to because of the word teilechu, if you go in the ways of my chukim. There's nowhere in the Torah, the Kli Yakar says, nowhere in the Torah do we find the word teilechu, lech, going, written in the context of chukim. We never find lech b'chukosai. We don't find anything like that. So the Medrash is bothered. What's this referring to? Medrash answers, it's coming to say, if you're amel b'torah, in b'chukosai teilechu, if you're means, if you're amel b'torah, not just keeping the mitzvahs, but learning, and not just learning, amelus, working hard and learning. And the Sifsei Chachamim explains that the word teilechu, go, applies here because you go to learn Torah, you go to yeshiva, you go to your rebbeim, you go to shir, you go to Zoom classes, you go wherever you need to go in order to learn. So the Aruch Chaim and the Kli Yakar and others ask, why is learning Torah called a chuk? Why does the Torah choose to use that word here for learning Torah? So they both, Aruch Chaim and Kli Yakar, both give explanations that I think are both important to hear as we're in Sfiras HaOmer, preparing for Kabbalah Satorah. The Kli Yakar says that chuk here does not mean at all the normal meaning of chuk, something we don't understand. It means it's a chuk, a set rule that you must do. There's no choice. Like chuk v'lo yaver, something you have to do. It must be done. He explains that amelus in learning, being kovei itim, setting times to learn, working hard during those times, those are things that we can get ourselves in the habit of doing, so it becomes easier and easier, and gets to a point where it becomes, he says, teva sheni, second nature. Then our amelus becomes something, not just that we do just because Hashem said we have to do it, but it's part of who we are. You know, a lot of bacharim, many, many bacharim, when they start Beis Medrash, when they start high school, Masivta, they're learning more hours a day, and they could find it difficult. Many bacharim starting Beis Medrash, when they start learning all day, full day in Beis Medrash, they find it very challenging, sitting still for that long, working, thinking, working your brain hard for that long straight. The message of the Kli Yakar is very important, and one that anyone who's gone through the Sifta and the Beis Medrash and learning more and more hours can attest to, that if you work hard at it, and you do it consistently, it becomes easy. The pushing yourself to sit and pushing yourself to work becomes virtually a non-issue, much easier, and so much so that you're then free to actually enjoy the learning and not focus your energy on pushing yourself to concentrate and sit and work. Now, the Aruch Chaim says a different shot. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that it's called a chuk for more of the traditional reason why a mitzvah is called a chuk. He says, because we don't learn just to know what to do. That would be very understandable. That'd be a mitzvah that makes a lot of sense to us. You have to learn to know how to keep the mitzvahs. But he says, somebody who already learned something many times, and you know it. You learned it again and again. Hashem still wants you to learn it again. Hashem loves our learning. But I already know it. Why should I learn it again? It doesn't make sense. Oh, it's a chuk. Hashem loves our learning, and our neshamos need the learning. He brings a medrash that says, very interestingly, medrash says, Hashem made it that people forget their learning so that they will keep learning with gishmak. They'll be into it, That's why Hashem makes us forget our learning. You don't need to feel bad about it. It's part of the plan if you ever forget your learning. Hashem wants us to forget it, so we go back and chazer it and still find some geschmack in it. Because, again, we're not learning just so we know what to do. It's not the only reason. It's to connect to Hashem. The work of molding our minds to think like the Torah and feel like the Torah, that work connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I hope everybody from home is going through Shiurim, setting up chavrusas, having chavrusas, working hard, and finding their geshmak in learning is preparing in preparation for Kabbalah Satera. I'll share with you a personal note. The past couple weeks, I actually rejoined my Rashiva, my Rebbe's Ion Shir, Rabbi Gibber, Rashiva of Yeshiva in Providence. I haven't sat in a regular Ion Shir in quite a number of years. And I could tell you that for me, this is the most unbelievable preparation for Kabbalah Satera. The Shirim, I'm just enjoying them immensely. His Rabbi Gibber Shirim, every Shir is a masterpiece, and so Geschmack. I hope all of you also are working hard, finding ways to push yourselves, even though it's not easy to do it alone from home, but find ways, learn the Chavrusa, learn over the phone, learn over Zoom, and make sure to train yourselves, get yourselves in the habit of working hard and learning, and then finding that gewaldig geschmack that you can have once you get over that hump of the feeling like it's difficult to push yourself to learn and actually just sit back and enjoy the learning. Have a good Shabbos.